port. That'll clear your sinuses.
A few more peppers.
Ted and Elaine, they are so excited about dinner on Friday night. Have you decided on the menu yet?
Well, I'm still experimenting, Angela, but we're definitely going with Chinese. You know, it'll be a perfect way to kick off your new business venture with Ted in Beijing.
Oh,
it's my Kung Pao chicken. See here. Oh.
Mmm. Mmm. A few more peppers.
Oh. What's that?
That's the love bell. It's time to kiss the cook. Mmm.
A few more peppers.
Ted and Elaine are gonna love this. Oh, you know, I was thinking we should send them a wedding invitation.
Oh, come on, Angela. Come on. I don't mind cooking for your business associates, but a wedding is for family and close friends.
You're inviting your plumber?
We're having 300 guests with 2 bathrooms. What can Ted and Elaine do for us? I promise you, Ted and Elaine will not be expecting an invitation. Promise.
Okay. Hi, guys.
Hey,
hi.
Sam. Sam.
Hey, here is my guest list for the wedding.
Great.
Well, Sam, Bonnie? Well, one person, Sam?
Well, I feel that a wedding is a special, intimate occasion that should only be shared with those who are closest to you, Dad.
Oh, my sentiments exactly, sweetheart.
Besides, it's party till you heave night on campus. Nobody would show up anyway.
Oh, is that the same night?
Mother.
Don't worry. I wouldn't miss my little girl's wedding for anything in the world. After all, you were at mine.
What? Can't we have one family secret? Is that just too much to ask?
I'm sorry. And here is my list.
Oh, great, Mona, because you know I got a lot of work to do. Mona, there's no women on this list.
Well,
Tony, you're doing so much. Can I help? Doesn't seem fair to dump all this stuff on you. Maybe I should dump it on my office staff.
No, I love doing this stuff. Are you kidding me? There's no pressure, no problem.
No, in fact, we're going to have the most beautiful wedding in the whole world.
Oh, my God, Tony, your lips.
Oh, and Angela, your eyes.
No, Tony, your lips, they're blowing up.
My lips? Oh, my gosh! I got whips for whips.
There's a time for love and a time for living. Take a chance and face the wind. Open road and a road that's hidden. A brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two.
We'll be with you in a moment.
I don't even know why I'm here. I don't need a doctor. I mean, I'm sure in a little while my lips will go back to normal.
Tony, you've been saying that for the last 3 hours and you still look like Julia Roberts.
Hasn't hurt her career any.
Hi, Angela. So, having a little flare-up of the old...
No. No, but actually, Tony is the patient. Tony, say hello to Dr. Thomas.
Hey, Tony. Sure. So, what seems to be the problem?
That's it. I'm out of here.
Tony, say, it's his lips, doctor.
I thought so. Let's just see what we got here. Whoa. Well, it looks like you've got an allergic reaction there. Mm. Have you changed your soap?
Uh-uh.
You eaten any unusual foods?
No.
Slammed your lips in a drawer? I'll put down no.
Wait a minute. We've been eating all that Chinese food. That's unusual.
You're right, Angela. We've been eating for 2 days. Case solved. Let's get out of here before he takes out my gallbladder.
No, wait a minute. Food's only one possibility. You know, it could be a lot of things, from something in the air to stress.
Stress, huh?
Oh, and you know, the only stress I got is coming to see you, Doc.
Well, you sure? Stress can come from work or sitting in traffic. Any change in your life?
My life is great. The only change I got is a good one. Angela and I are getting married.
Getting married?
Yeah.
Hmm.
what are you hmming about?
Well, there was a recent study that said the only thing more stressful than a wedding was death.
So you're saying the reason my lips are swelling up is because I don't want to get married?
No, I'm just pointing out that weddings can cause a lot of stress. You're the one who said you don't want to get married. Interesting.
I said it, but I didn't mean it. He's humming again, Angela. Would you make him stop humming?
No, Mr. Maselli, what do you say we just schedule you for some allergy tests tomorrow?
Fine. Hey, Doc, does that involve any shots?
No.
Oh, good.
The shots today. Just a little something to relieve the swelling.
Oh, listen, isn't there a pill or something I could take?
Well, there's a suppository.
Bring on that needle.
Smells great.
Yeah, we're celebrating Ted and Angela's new business venture in Beijing.
Ooh, well, let's see what we got. Sweet and sour shrimp, egg drop soup, mushu pork, SpaghettiOs done.
Yeah, they're for me. Until I get my test results back, I'm only eating food that I know I'm not allergic to.
You've been living on SpaghettiOs for the past 3 days?
Yeah, breakfast is the worst. You should try dunking one of these things in your coffee. Forget it.
I'm so glad you could come.
Me too.
Everybody, this is my date, Barry Hauser.
Huan Ying. Huan Ying? That's Chinese for welcome.
Nice to meet you.
See, Barry is a very successful hand model.
Can't be too careful with the old moneymaker, you know?
Oh. So I guess give me some skin is out of the question, huh?
Have you done anything that we might recognize?
Give me a minute.
Oh, my gosh, that's you? Yeah. Oh, I loved your hands for years. It's like we got a celebrity
yes.
with us
here.
Ted and Elaine. Huan Ying.
Fei sheng rong, xin dao fu sheng lai.
That's impressive, impressive. You know, there's a billion other people could do that, you know.
Yeah, your Chinese is coming along beautifully.
Well, how else can I call up the Beijing office and yell at people?
Mother, I'm already working with Ted. You don't need to suck up anymore.
I wasn't. Someone was tickling me with their moneymaker.
Tony. Oh, hi, everybody.
Hey, Jonathan, what's up?
This magazine came today, and one of your letters was stuck in it.
Give me it.
I'll get that.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm ruined.
I'll get you some ice. What is he, a surgeon or something?
Oh, he's a hand model.
That's him?
Yes.
At least he's insured.
Give me the letter. Barry, I'll be right back, Barry. Angela, look. It's my test results.
Oh, good. What does it say?
Well, according to this, the only thing that I'm allergic to is the pollen from the lapidus flower.
Oh, well, maybe we have some growing in the backyard.
No, I don't think so. It says here that the lapidus only grows in the South Yemen desert.
Oh, so now we know it's not an allergy.
Oh, come on, Angela. You're not believing that doctor's psycho babble about what's causing this, do you?
Well, it makes sense. Weddings are very stressful.
But, Angela, how can you say that? You know I want to marry you.
We're talking about the stress of planning a wedding, not whether you want to marry me or not. But it's very interesting that you jumped to that.
Look, this is silly. I want to marry you. I want to marry you. I'm going to marry you. I think my lips are fine. Come on, now can we go back in the damn living room and have a wonderful time?
It's no use, Mona. I was all set to do that big Yellow Pages commercial.
No. Don't worry, Barry. Those fingers will do the walking again.
I'm
sorry we took so long. We had something to discuss about the...
The wedding. The wedding. Which, by the way, I couldn't be less stressed out about.
Oh, yes, I'm sure it's going to be wonderful. We wouldn't miss it for the world.
Ted, don't be presumptuous. We may not be invited.
Of course you were getting an invitation, right, Ted?
Oh, yes. You were the first ones we thought of. In fact, I just finished, making out your invitation. I'll go get it. Remind me to order some porta potties for the backyard.
Well, you must be so excited.
I am. I'm very excited. Oh. But you know how it is before the wedding, you know, all the jitters, the nerves, the tension.
Oh, yes. What an anxious, stressful time.
So you had doubts, too?
No.
There's your invitation.
Oh, I just can't wait.
Oh, I can't wait either. I can't wait to marry this woman because I adore her.
Oh, isn't this romantic?
Unfortunately, this is as good as it gets.
Excuse me, Mona, but it's darn romantic. And I just want to say that we're going to have the best wedding of all time. I'll be right back.
Excuse me. Tony. I know what's happening. It's your lips, isn't it?
Mm. It's just a sweet tooth.
It's because we're talking about the wedding.
No, Angela. It's that darn Lapidus plant. Some Yemenites must have moved into the neighborhood.
Tony, lips don't lie. Look at them. They're revolting at the thought of marrying me.
Oh, Angela, I swear they're not. I swear they're not.
Fine.
You don't believe me, do you?
Stop talking and bend over.
Hey, the party's in here.
Do you mind?
You want to borrow my nurse's uniform? No.
Please get this over with.
Okay, you're mad at me, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You're mad at me.
No, I am not mad.
Oh, yeah.
That's Chinese for dinner's ready.
Well?
Not a tingle. I'm not allergic to this either.
Okay, here you go. Pucker up.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Dad, before both attacks, you said that the Fletcher's cat came over and you fed her. Now kiss her.
I bought her dinner. Ain't that enough?
Dad, do you love Angela?
Okay.
Oh, look, she's purring.
Get her out of here, please.
Do you feel anything?
Yeah, a hairball.
Dad, come on, think. What else were you in contact with before the last attack?
Nothing, Sam. Wait a minute. I kissed Angela. I kissed Angela both times before it happened.
Well, that's it. You're allergic to Angela.
Or?
What?
Come with me.
Okay.
Oh, hello there.
Hello.
Gee. They're not up to anything, are they?
He thinks I don't know it, but he's been trying to find out what he's allergic to all day. He's afraid to admit what it really is.
You mean that he's having second thoughts about marrying you?
Yes. I just don't want him standing at the altar saying, I boo.
I'm sure it's only temporary, dear. What he is going through is perfectly normal.
Oh, this isn't working.
Of course not. We haven't done your eyes yet.
Wait a minute, Sam, wait a minute. I didn't kiss Angela on the lips. I kissed her on the cheek.
Blush, Dad, blush. Angela, where's blush?
Wait a minute. You mean that's not her natural rosy complexion?
Yeah, right, Dad.
All right. Look. Not too much. Just some subtle shadings.
Need so much therapy after this.
Sam, promise me something. If I have a heart attack right now, you'll wash my face before the paramedics get here.
Well,
not a tingle.
Okay, well, maybe it wasn't the makeup. Maybe it was something she was wearing. Here. Try this.
Oh, my God!
Dad, what do you see?
My mother! What was my father thinking?
I'm just testing something.
What? Your masculinity?
Sorry we used your stuff, Angela. Yeah. Let me guess, you're not allergic to any of it.
No, but I'm gonna keep looking until I find out what it is. Angela, do you wear a bass?
Oh, we've got to talk.
Well, I'll leave you two ladies alone. I'm sorry, Dad. I am just so confused.
Look, I know what you're thinking, Angela. I know what you're thinking, but you're wrong. I have absolutely no doubts about marrying you.
And that's what worries me the most, your denial. Nobody goes into something this big without second thought.
But, Angela...
Tony, wait. I've been thinking. Given what you're going through, I think we should just put everything on hold.
Wait a minute, cancel the wedding?
No, just put it aside. But it's very interesting you jumped to that.
I wish people would stop saying that.
Tony, we've tried everything that could have caused this. It's got to be the wedding. So look, let's not talk about it. Let's not think about it. Let's not deal with it at all, and we'll see what happens.
Okay, we'll do it your way. But I'm telling you right now, these lips will swell again. Marriage talk or not. I can't believe I almost went out on the street looking like this.
Hey, Tom.
Hi, Erna.
Hey, guess what? Oh, the old lips, they swelled up again.
No, they haven't. You got a napkin shoved in your mouth.
I can't fool you. I'll never fool Angela. Look, Ernie, you got to do something for me.
Name it, pal.
Punch me in the mouth.
Let me see that napkin thing.
No, I'm serious, Ernie. Look, it's been a whole week, right? We haven't mentioned the wedding, and if my lips don't swell up soon, she's going to call it off.
It's never simple with you two, is it?
Ernie, I want you to punch me in the mouth. Now, go ahead.
No way! You're going to hit me back out of reflex or something.
No, I won't. I promise.
Yes, you will.
I promise I won't.
Yes, you will.
Ernie!
You see a reflex.
I forget it. Forget it. I'll hit myself.
Don't do it. You'll kill yourself.
Let go.
Okay.
Ernie, I think you broke my nose.
Tony, I'm home.
Listen, try to convince her that it spread to your nostrils.
Get up.
Oh. Tony, what happened?
No, Ernie hit me.
That little bully.
No, Angela. Angela, I wanted him to hit me. I wanted him to hit me in the mouth so that my lips would swell up.
And I'd be fooled. Oh, Tony, why don't you finally admit that you have a problem with this marriage?
I don't. At least I think I don't.
So there is something.
Well, sometimes I wonder if the marriage is a mistake. I mean, is it going to ruin the good thing that we have? I mean, and then once the marriage starts, does the friendship end? And worse, what if the spark dies out? Do we settle into some boring, dreary routine?
Well,
and what about my job? What about my job? I mean, can I handle working for my wife? And do you continue to pay me? And if you do I feel cheap in the morning?
And
what if you snore? What if you snore? You know, I'm a very light sleeper, and I need my 8 hours of sleep, and I've heard noises coming out of that room, man.
Okay, you have doubts. You have lots of doubts. I'm surprised your whole body didn't swell up.
Well, I don't care if it does. I don't care if I have to spend the rest of my life with my butt looking like a pincushion. We are getting married.
But, Tony...
No, I'm sending out these invitations... And nobody's gonna stop me.
Don't I get a say in this? I mean, after all, it's my wedding, too.
It's been a whole week, and nothing's happened yet. I bet it never happens again.
What if it does happen again?
Look, we're talking about marriage right now, and you don't see my lips well enough, do you? Oh, no. It's happening again.
Oh,
Tony.
I am allergic to wub. Well, you might as well dump these along with our future.
Wait a minute, Tony. I don't think you're allergic to love. I think you're allergic to these.
You think?
Yeah. Before each attack, you were licking envelopes.
Yeah, I was licking them.
And you just licked another one.
Yeah, I was licking away.
Tony, you're allergic to the glue on these envelopes.
You bite. You're right. Oh, this is wonderful. Now we could get married. Yeah. Oh.
Tony, what are you doing?
Angela, with us getting married, you know, I was feeling kind of sentimental, so I was just going through the old family photo album there. Look at that, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Huh? My parents' wedding picture. Jeez. Look how young Mom and Dad were.